This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence, your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLauro5. Backspin Golf is brought to you by French Lick Resort and Casino, Men O' War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Clark's Pump and Shop, and Dan Cummins of Paris and Georgetown. Now let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. Well, that was a little too strong, sure. Most mornings that's good when I'm fired up like that, but Sunday morning, it's 8 o'clock. We've all been cooped up in the house except for me, because I do things like go to Man of War, which everybody should be doing. But maybe I'll tone it down just a little. But that's hard for me when the show starts and it's Perry French, because he always gets me fired up about something or for something. Hi, Perry French.
Well, good morning.
It's
week two of this
stuff.
Yeah. It's been an interesting week, to say the least, for everybody, I'm sure.
Yep. How are you doing?
Well, as I'm trying to certainly abide by all of the social rules, I've actually had a chance to play a little golf on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting how that the golf world, the golf business is being treated inside the essential versus non-essential businesses. And the golf pros are trying to, figure out how to properly take on customers and have play and all those things. So it's pretty much down to, with the cups inverted and the pins in, it was a very unique way to play golf.
Yeah.
Again, not touching the hole, touching the pin, which is interesting. Now, we've been doing that for the last year. It's been, playing golf legally without the pin being pulled.
So, right. Right.
What I did notice, we had three putts that hit the pin and went out. That probably in a normal position would not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's interesting, the cup funnels down and the pin holder lodges in the bottom of the cup. There's about a 3 to 4 inch section of the pin that's not really it's below the cup,
mm-hmm.
right? Below the surface
right.
of the ground. So when your shot hits the pin, there's a little bit of give. But when they invert the pins and have the bottom of the cup at the top, while there's about an inch below the ball can fall into the cup liner,
yeah,
the pin itself is at its most rigid. So it was, we didn't count the shot. The guys were disappointed that their putts didn't count. I said, well, that's just how we're playing today.
Well, here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. First of all, we talk a lot on my daily show and on Backspin about silver linings during this period we're going through.
Right, right.
The silver lining is you're out there playing golf. If anybody cares enough to worry about I'm shooting 74 instead of 71 because the putt didn't drop, I'm
Correct.
Not playing That's golf with them. I'm just saying.
No, that's exactly right. It was a great day. It was 65, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Golf courses are certainly, the golf course was quite wet, but that's just the way we are coming out of spring. It was great to be outside.
Yeah.
I hope that, in fact, that on Wednesday, the key thing was that there was going to be a potential decision that Thursday everything would be closed like golf courses. And
mm-hmm.
that, as it came to pass, is not the case. So golf courses remained open yesterday under the same policies. If I don't even know if there's still a character being allowed. If they are, it's one person per cart.
Yes.
So, and wiping them down. So there's some things that are in place that let people get out and be a little bit social with
mm-hmm.
proper social distancing, which is, it's a salvation. Like I say, silver lining in all ways, shapes, and forms that we have no, we're not totally sitting looking at a 70-degree day in March and going, I can't even go outside to play golf.
Right.
That being the case, what can you do around your house and things that you can do at home to kind of help your golf game? We thought we might talk a little bit about.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, I could tell you, I don't think I haven't shared this, obviously, on Backspin because we're just started. And by the way, in my haste to get to talk to you, I never mentioned the magic words. Cleveland
Absolutely.
Golf, Srixon Golf, Zexio Golf. I didn't mention those magic words because I just wanted to talk to you. But you know what I'm doing with my two boys every night? And it's kind of working on my golf game as well. We're doing planks together.
Yes.
Working on my core, pal.
Those are, there's no reason if you have a spot, and everybody does in their home or place, so they can do a plank.
Yeah.
And whether you do, if you do a sets of, 10 or 15 at two different times in the day,
yep,
it's certainly going to help you. I think one of the things that most of us don't take the time to do is to literally stretch properly or to do things to warm up properly before we play. I've always had this conversation.
Yes.
It seems like a lot of people who say, I go to play golf and I'm stiff. I get tired. Those are things that are going to happen, especially as you age. And the one thing that we don't realize is that, you might feel good for the first hour or two that you're out there, but that last hour or two, you're kind of dragging. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're tired, and especially right now we're walking with carts in the path. The golf courses are wet. So to do things at your house like planks, doing some stretching exercises, again, mild, but don't put yourself in a, overdo it.
You don't want to hurt yourself.
Well, but right now, everybody's given at least a two week stay at home scenario. So, do it over the course of 2 weeks. And by the end of 2 weeks, you probably should find yourself a little stronger,
mm-hmm.
a little less, if there's any post workout stress or strain, it should be dissipating. So, if you can do some things like that, there's lightweight exercises, hand weights, things that aren't too, not be running around your house and making everybody in your house crazy. But, things that you can do quietly in another room or a part of the room that will help. I think going outside, I think this is one of the best things. Enjoy some fresh air. Get some space from your family. Is to go outside and literally take practice swings like it's a golf shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean just swinging the club back and forth with momentum. Play around the golf, if you will. Swing a driver, swing a 7-iron, and just actually have your golf bag there and practice swinging. Now, if you have an opportunity, if you have the grass is decent enough where you can go out and actually swing on the grass, then do that so you can actually strike the turf.
Right.
You may want to put a piece of carpet down there so you're not digging a hole in your yard.
But just
lay it on top so that your club is actually striking the turf or striking the piece of
carpet. Yeah.
A rug, just, that they can lay down, and that will help. And I think you will find that will, when you go to play, you will have pretty good success. It's not – practice swings are really good as long as they're met with intention. If you're just swinging away without a focus on hitting a target, put a tee down there or a wiffle ball. Wiffle ball is a great time if you have those to
yep.
hit some of those and hit them around the yard. A wiffle ball will give you contact feedback. If you hit it solidly with a 7-iron, it will jump in the air and it'll go and it'll curve properly or curve poorly, whatever you see. So use those that space, your backyard, and if it's not available to actually make the ball fly, they actually have some foam balls that you can use that you can actually hit inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to
be careful, but you can
practice your pitching into into a chair, see if you can land the ball in the seat of a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And just things of that nature that get you, again, just staying kind of in focus with the exercise of playing golf. And again, it keeps you busy and it actually will transfer to some success when you go to the golf course and practice, get out there. And like you said, you're going to Man of War and enjoying some outdoor time as well, not just in practicing your game, but with the boys. Good chance to work on some putting,
yep.
That kind of thing. So was Man of War very busy when you were out there the other day? Was
it actually, and we're going to have Brad Bashan on in just a little while. He said that one of the days last week during the week, and he might mention this again on the show, he was getting ready to leave work, And he looked over his left shoulder, he said, walking to his truck, and there were 18 people. This is the amazing thing about Man of War, because it's the putting green and all the areas are so large. There were 18 people either chipping or putting that he counted, and none of them were within 10 feet of each other.
Yeah, that's certainly the thing that people have to continue to practice. But that's great. It is. It's a large. It's a very, very generously spacious area there. And again, if you have a chance to do that, get out and use that opportunity. I know practicing isn't the most fun piece of the game of golf, but it's very essential. You're going to try. Get yourself improve in those areas. And again, you get to make, hit balls. They have the mats, so you can hit full shots.
Yes, the driving range is open. Yeah. You walk to the pro shop is closed, but go around to the window in the back, and you can get a bucket of balls. And it's actually, we should all, some people don't like to practice, as you said, but right now, everybody should be ecstatic that it's something they can do.
Right. I mean, and for those who haven't played golf in a long time, want to get back into it.
Yep.
This is a great time to do that. If it's meet some friends out there, the mats are about 7 or 8 to 10 feet apart.
Yes, so they are.
You can actually have a conversation and goof around a little bit and hit some golf balls and see what's going on with golf. And I certainly hope that as we get through this, that there will be some people who will migrate back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
For that very reason, whether they've been out of it for just from a work standpoint, maybe it's going to can become a hobby in their life again. Those who are retired and are looking for to find a new hobby, great time to do that. I know they're still teaching golf again with the spacing. You don't have to be
correct
close, so you can get some lessons. So I think I'm sure Brad will speak to that as well.
Yep, and they're doing club fitting. They're still doing club fitting.
Absolutely.
So
this is a chance for the business of golf and to maybe find its way back into people's lives as a hobby and certainly improve their golf when they get back to the golf course. If you don't want to go to the golf course for that reason, or let's hope we're back to normal. We talk about, you mentioned to me, we talk about, just regular sports in general, getting back to our way of life.
I know.
We'd all like to see the sports. We heard that, I guess, the U.S. Open's been pushed back.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. So now three of the four majors have been changed.
It's going to be a busy fall.
So talk to our listeners a little bit about what you think might happen. Do we know?
Well, I mean, they looked for an event. I believe they said something around August the 13th. I jokingly said that it's going to be a busy fall. I certainly hope that we're getting back in the swing of things before too long. Memorial Day maybe at best case scenario, but that would be great if we can get started by Memorial Day. Even though that's late for. It's really still kind of the first. I always associate that with the first kind of kickoff of the golf season, even though we've been playing golf for a while. Kind of Memorial Day, school's out and all that. So if we can get playing golf and all the other sports back in play, baseball starting and finishing up the basketball and the hockey seasons, and I think the golf, and the same with golf, it's going to be very compressed again. They're going to focus on getting the three majors in that have been postponed. If our first major of the year very well might be the Open Championship. So that's probably what's going to happen. And that'll be in July. And then we're going to go July, early August, late August, and September. And then we're going to be at the Ryder Cup. And they're going to fill these events. I'm afraid some of the existing tour events that are on the schedule for the fall, like the fall, the wraparound part of the fall schedule, will be either pushed back or completely canceled
for this year.
Or we may be playing golf all the way through December into January, no break.
Right.
Which I'm sure the guys and gals will want that, just to keep playing to make up for the lost time in competition. And we may have golf every week all the way through to the Tournament of Champions in January. So I think again, a lot of those events are on the the better weather areas, the Vegas events, the California, the Napa. So I think if the venues can host an event, weather permitting, and it's, I think they'll do it. I think they'll fill their schedule up as much as they can, and it will be a jam packed. Not for anything, whether football's being played or not. They're not going to worry about that. The TV piece of the puzzle might be unique because of the contracts with CBS, NBC,
right,
for football. At that point in time, and others, and maybe it's baseball as well, Fox with baseball.
They'll
figure it out. They're going to, you know what, the Golf Channel will be very busy.
Yes.
There'll be a lot of content on the Golf
Channel. That'll be all right. That'll be fine.
So I think it'll be something that'll be very unique, and hopefully by the time we finish 2020, all the four majors will have been played, and we'll have a Ryder Cup.
It's just a different kind of year. That's all the way around. All right. Well, have a safe week, and we'll talk again next Sunday, and we'll just keep going. We're a week closer, as I keep saying, to this being over. Whenever that is, we're a week closer.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe you and I can get out and play a little bit.
That would be that's something we need to try to find a spot maybe next week to do that.
Yes, okay. But you have to stay 10 feet away from me.
I understand.
Not 6 feet, 10 feet, because I don't like you that much. All right?
Okay.
All right, pal. Good, thanks, pal. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
I know he wanted to say hi to Chris Mascara. That's all right. It's okay. I think he hung up already. Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. Hi, Chris Mascaro. Peeps, next on the tee, no finer podcast anywhere. And he's a pretty great guy, too. All right, we'll be back. Our friend Brad Bashan from Man of War Golf will join me. This is Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play Golf Lexington.
Welcome back. During this difficult time, as we're all talking about with everything now, we keep looking for silver linings. I talk about it every day on our show. And the other day, I went over to Man of War Golf with my son Everett, who is 16, as most of you that listen know. And talk about a silver lining. We are, I always say this, how blessed we are to have Man of War Golf here where we live. It's the best practice facility anywhere. I don't care where you are. And Brad Bashan was over there, and we spoke for a little while, and he's joining me now, and I'm really happy about it. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Matthew. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm good. I hope you are. You know, we talk, this is Backspin Golf, and one of the things, maybe the only thing we can all do now is play golf. It's fine to be out there. If you're by yourself, you can walk. Our golf courses are letting us take carts by ourselves, even if there are two or three other people out there. And there's nothing better to do during this kind of time than work on your golf game. It's always a good idea, right? But especially now.
Yeah, for sure. We've been fortunate that the governor has excluded golf. And basically, as a recreational sport, they're saying it's a great thing to be able to go play golf.
Yeah.
It's good for your mental health. It's good to get some exercise. It's good to be outside. So as long as we're social distancing, and if you go ride in a golf cart, they're only letting one person in a golf cart at some golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
But we're fortunate to still be able to go play golf, and it's great for everybody. So if you're a golfer, get out there and play golf. And if you're not a golfer, maybe it's time to start.
There you go. There you go. It actually, and that, I'll come back around to this with my son in a few minutes. But let's talk specifically about Man of War Golf and how we do what we're doing over there. The pro shop is closed. You can't go into the pro shop, but talk about, you and I were kidding around about, it should be like a drive-through where you pull up to the window and you pick up your bucket of balls and you go out to the range. You can do it. You just walk up to the window, right?
Yep. So basically, you know, the governor a few days ago or whatever it was now, yeah, closed down restaurants and it's takeout only.
Yep.
That's kind of how we're running the golf shop operation. So nobody's allowed in our clubhouse. We have a back window where they can come and purchase balls, but they can also come to the back window and purchase merchandise too. If they need a dozen balls to go play golf or a glove or something like that, they come to the back window. They can even call us on the phone and tell us what they want, and we'll run it out to them in the parking lot.
Yeah. That part of it is awesome. Now, here's the other thing. We always talk about Man of War Golf. Every single year, one of the top 100 club fitters in America, not in Kentucky, in America, and we can still do club fitting. Explain to everybody how that's working.
Yeah, so we're still able to do club fitting. We're still able to do golf lessons. We just keep a little bit more distance away from you while we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we're 6 feet away, we're outside. We can't do anything inside. So
right.
We're out in the open air. We can do a club fitting or a golf lesson just like we always would. It's not really any different. We just stay a little bit farther away, and we don't touch the student or the customer
right
at any time during a lesson or a fitting. We stay out of their 6 foot space.
Yep. It's actually a fantastic thing to do, because during this time, we always talk about how important it is to get fit for the clubs that you want, and there is nobody better than Man of War Golf doing that. Now, here's what I wanted to say about my son Everett. Last time I played golf with him, where I actually took him out to the golf course with me, was about 2 years ago. We didn't do it last summer, and it was the summer before. He is considerably bigger now than he was then, and his swing, he actually had a better swing 2 years ago. His body has changed so much that, yes, the other day when we hit balls, he had a hard time. Now, I'm a great player, as you know, Brad. I mean, I'm a great player, and I'm an even better teacher. But for some reason, I was having trouble helping my son, and he was fine with it. Which makes me really happy. He didn't get frustrated. It was great. And I told him, and I'm committing to you on the air right now, I said to him, I'm going to have you take a lesson with Brad, and then we can have some things to work on. And one of the best game, I think, golf is the best game in terms of father-son activities, because you can do it for however long we all have on this earth. And so I'm committing to booking a lesson with you for my son, Everett. And it's something everybody should think, as you said, if you're just learning to play the game, this is a perfect time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some amazing stats in golf about the percentage of people who actually take golf lessons. So everybody has more fun if they're better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how few people actually take golf lessons. And when you take a golf lesson, everybody's afraid they're going to get worse before they get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not true. Most of the time, most of the people we can help immediately, and they're mm-hmm. going to see improvement right away and be much more happy and have more fun when they go play golf. Now, if somebody comes and says they're shooting 95 and they want to shoot even par and they're going to practice every day and they want to change everything, sometimes we go through a dramatic overhaul, and at first maybe they do get a little bit worse. But
yep.
That's a very unusual circumstance that somebody mm-hmm. would say that would happen.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree. Golf is a great game. Father and son, families playing together. I learned to play golf from my dad, and basically most of the time I spent with my dad in my life was on the golf course.
Yeah, it's so great. I just got chills when you said that. And we should also remember, everybody, the best putting area, chipping area, you can work out of the sand traps, all of it over there, and it's funny, Everett and I, after we hit balls, we went over to the putting green and we had some putting competitions, and the space is so large, which is incredible over there, that you have no problem in terms of social distancing and staying far enough away from other people that are out there. It's another great advantage to Man of War Golf.
Yes, I think Wednesday night as I was leaving work, I was walking out to the parking lot, and I turned and I looked over my left shoulder, and I could see the putting green, the short game areas, and an area where they were hitting balls. And I could see 18 people, and nobody was within 10 feet of each other.
See, this is that's cool. Amazing.
I really wanted to take a picture and put it on Twitter, but of course I didn't, because I don't do much on Twitter. But
well, maybe you should. Take a picture and send it to me, and I'll put it on Twitter. All right?
Yeah. Next time I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for jumping on this morning with us, and I'll give you a call, and we'll set up Everett's lesson. And this is something great, as I said, that we have here right in our own backyard. There's no place better anywhere. And you're a great one, Brad. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Matthew, thanks for having me on. And everybody get out there and play golf, but stay safe.
Yes, correct. See you soon.
All right, see you, Matthew.
Okay.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their 5 public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play Golf Lexington.
Welcome back. This is, in again, silver linings. We've been repeating it over and over and over again during this time. And maybe the biggest silver lining for me is that I get to do Backspin Golf and talk to one of my favorite people anywhere. Quit laughing at me when I say that, will you please? You always do that. I'm being serious. Beth Ann Nichols, the senior writer for Golf Week, and one of my favorite people in the world. Hi, Beth Ann.
Well, thank you. Hi. Nice to talk with you.
It's great to talk with you again, too. Everything is going on. We talked for a second before we went on the air. You're doing okay down there in Florida, right?
Yeah, my husband and I are spending an unprecedented amount of time together.
And you're still married.
We're still married, yeah.
Wow.
He's working from home. I'm working from home. I haven't been on a plane in months. So this is highly unusual, but we're enjoying it.
Well, first of all, you're lucky that you feel that way about somebody that you're forced to be with. There are people that aren't handling it exactly the same way. But this is, you know, people don't think about this, but somebody such as yourself who covers all of these events in the golf world, you just said you haven't been on a plane for a while. This is extremely different for you.
It is. I keep getting these alerts on my phone of flights that I'm supposed to be taking. So I think right now where would I be now? You know, trying to figure it all out. So it's wild. But, as you said, silver linings. It's nice to be home and get some projects done that otherwise, wouldn't be tackled and spend some quality time with my husband. So, you just got to get creative in this time. And the good news is players, they call me right back. They text me right back. They don't have anything else to do.
we're all, those of us that do interviews for my daily show or Backspin Golf, it's pretty amazing. It's like, when I texted you and said, could you come on with us? I'm pretty sure from most people, I'll get an answer anyway, whereas it might take a week sometimes, another time. But I'm really happy that you aren't doing one of your projects right now and you could talk to us. This is something really interesting, and I don't think a lot of people realize this. There is a tour that's going on, and you have a great column about it. Can you tell everybody that's listening about the Cactus Tour?
Yeah, the Cactus Tour is a Phoenix-based tour. It's run by a man named Mike Brown, whose daughter Sarah played golf at Michigan State and was a professional player and was also on the School of Golf on the Golf Channel before Blair O'Neill. Mike is carrying on the golf. You know, tee sheets are packed in Arizona as long as the courses are open. Mike's willing to and eager to host the tournament for players to be able to compete. And in fact, he's actually had golf courses call him, to say or showing an interest in hosting new events. So it's very very unusual. There were Vegas odds on last week's event because you had Anna Nordqvist and Amy Olsen in the field, Haley Moore. Carlotta Segonda won one earlier in the month. So it's pretty wild, really.
It is. That's actually pretty amazing. And now, as you say, there's a sponsor. They actually have a sponsor, right?
Yeah. Mike told me that he actually has never had a sponsor in the entire time he's owned the tour for a decade. And lost money the first 3 years that he owned it. He tries to put as much as he can back into the purse, and he got an email from USA Natural Patches looking to help out to become a sponsor. And so this just started this week. I think he was getting a bunch of patches delivered for players to check them out.
Yeah,
they're immune B1 immune boost, which is kind of fitting for this during a global health crisis. So he's excited to work with them. I think they're looking long term, maybe doing like a three tournament swing type of deal. His purses are, anywhere from $6,000, $9,000. The winner gets this week, I think it's $2,500. So, any kind of small increase in a sponsorship makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, a lot of these, if Anna Nordqvist and people like that are hopping on for a week or two, whatever it is, they may not need it, but $2,500 or $1,000 to a lot of players right now is great when they're actually getting to play golf.
Yeah, it's huge, and just mentally to be able to have
Yes.
I talked to Sarah Burnham yesterday. She was a rookie last year on the LPGA. She's only played once so far this year on tour in Australia, and she was just itching to be back in competition and feel nerves again and just sort of have an outlet. And for her, playing these last few weeks, it's given her something else to think about. But, it's also controversial. Haley Moore, I talked to her mom for a while and Haley as well. And there were some people in Haley's circle, supporters, who didn't want her to play, thought it was irresponsible. Given what's going on in the rest of the country and social distancing for her to play. And the family made a decision that they felt that, with the practices that Mike had put in place for the tour, which actually are getting stricter every week. Last week they had threesomes. Now there are twosomes. Took the rakes out, put the pool noodles in the cup so that, you don't have to pick your ball all the way out from the bottom, the small things, that do make a big difference. Everybody has their own opinions on what they think should be done right now.
Yeah, no, and that's with everything. It's not just with golf, as we know.
Absolutely.
Okay, now this is really cool. You are starting something on Twitter, and on Twitter it's at Golf Week Nichols, NICHOLS. This is really cool. You put, I think it was yesterday, maybe, launching a new series today called Stuck at Home With. And you started out with just a wonderful story of the Smiths. But talk to us. You may be sorry because you may get some really weird stuff, and I might be one of those people. I'm going to do something stuck at home with my two boys, and you better watch out. But tell us about this. This is so much fun.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to just to create something that people could look forward to reading every week and know that, you know, find out what's going on in the lives of their favorite players, maybe, or maybe mm-hmm. some players that they've never heard of. And I think I started off with Sarah Jane Smith, as you said, who had a baby last year, and little Theo just learned to crawl last week. It was funny. I did the interview with her, and then she sent me a video, like, immediately after. She's like, he literally just started crawling, like, after he got off the road. And it was just so cute, so precious. But, you know, I mean, in the series, I'm going to talk to some high-profile players, but I also want to highlight players on the Symetra Tour and caddies and, you know, young players on the LPGA that this is a tough time, you know. You know, money's not coming in. It's not going out, and that they're not traveling, you know, to tournaments, but they still have mortgages and car payments.
Absolutely.
And bills, and not, you know, a lot of players don't have sponsors, or maybe they do, and they're not sure if their sponsor is going to be actually able to write a check this year. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of players I've talked to, I said, what are your sponsors saying? They're like, well, I actually haven't talked to them yet. I'm not really sure, you know, where we stand, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a lot. I mean, just everybody, you know, it's just a lot of uncertainty. And I think, you know, these players, these athletes are relatable to a lot of people, you know, as opposed to, you know, a lot of, you know, your NBA players, your Major League Baseball players, you know,
yes.
their salary is not exactly relatable, but, to players who quite literally are just looking to break even in a normal season, financially, this is tough.
Yeah, it is. And you know, you mentioned caddies. They're all people, and we've talked about on this show and on my other show, all the other people, all the other people surrounding golf tournaments and vendors and people. You know, one of the things, it's kind of sad for all of us, some of us who just watch golf every week, but for somebody like you that covers golf, there was supposed to be a really big tournament going on this week, and you're not getting to cover it. And there are majors that have been postponed and hopefully not canceled, but... It's a very difficult time. Do you find yourself thinking about those kind of things, or you seem to me to be a very positive, look on the bright side kind of person, and so maybe you're not like me. I'm just crushed, Beth Ann. I'm crushed that I can't watch golf or the Yankees or what I want to do. Okay, I'm sorry. I vented for a minute.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's yeah, I mean, I'm definitely trying to be on the glass half full on this one, in terms of the fact that I'm hopeful that all the major championships and the men's and women's side will get in, that the
right.
AnWAL will still carry on, that, you know, that there will be golf this year. There might not be fans. It might look a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
You might have combined events. You know, I mean, qualifying might be different. You know, a lot of changes. But I am optimistic that there will be some golf this year. I do think that there are so many question marks in regards to status for next year and Q school and all the things that, you know, that's a big thing. How do you run these things?
Right.
Right. And it's you know, it's just like the NCAA championship. I'll tell you what, I was gutted for these players. I mean, my alma mater was about to host, for Division II. Basketball, you know, it's a little bit different, but we had home court advantage because we were the top seed in the South, and we were starting the bracket, March Madness for Division II, and I was so gutted for that team and those seniors, and that, you know, obviously extends into golf, and what will these players get to come back, you know, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
You know, just so many question marks for college players, and I think I was more gutted about that, really, than the professional game because, you know, for a lot of players, that is the end. That's the end of sports for them. You know, they weren't going to go on and play professionally, and you know, they're part of a team, and just such a tough, abrupt way to end, you know, what's for many of them been, you know, 15, 20, 20 years of, well, maybe not 20 years, but 15 years of organized sports.
You know, that's
difficult. So, but I'm trying to be glass half full that we will have golf this year. And hey, I mean, for our business and just so many people that rely on sports, you know, you got to think that way, right? Yeah. Or else you'll drive yourself crazy.
Correct. Which I'm kind of doing, but it helps to talk with somebody like you. Well, I can't thank you enough for jumping on with me, and stay safe. And you really are one of my favorite people. And please tell Ben to like treat you well, because you know I would hate. It's a tough enough time as it is. That's all I'll say.
he's been a dream for the work from home scenario. Like, he has his space, I have my space.
Okay,
you know,
good.
We're doing a great. We're working well together.
Okay, thanks so much, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Okay,
take care. Be well.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. All you got to do is listen to her speak. I mean. And she really is one of my favorite people. And nobody covers golf better than Beth Ann Nichols does. I'll just say that. It kind of hit me again, because we forget. Well, she was talking about college golf programs, the seniors. There's a lot still to be decided about whether they'll be able to play next year. They've said spring sports can come back. But there's a lot to be worked out. All right. That'll do it. We'll be back next week, of course, because we're in the midst of all this, Backspin Golf remains. And we're very happy about that and thankful that we get a chance to do it and talk to all these people. All right. As always, I want to thank our partners here, Lexington Parks and Rec, that we still have these great golf courses. You can get out and play. They have made adjustments. You can take a cart, but only one person in a cart. That's a great thing for a lot of people. I don't want to sit in a cart with somebody and have them bother me while I'm focusing on how good I am on the golf course. That's not funny, Sean. You always do that. You always... Anyway, Lexington Parks and Rec, of course. Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown. Take a virtual tour. Give them a call. Go to dancummins.com. You can do that. There's still ways to do this and work with the best people in terms of getting a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle. Man of War Golf, thanks to Brad Bichand. The best practice facility anywhere, and as you heard, you can't, the pro shop's closed, but go round to the back window, get a bucket of balls, go hit some balls, work on your short game, chipping, you can putt, you can hit out of sand traps, you can take a lesson with the great pros over there, or you can get fitted for new clubs. You can still do all of that. They're taking all the precautions. Edwin Watts Golf, check them out online. They have some great deals going on right now. There are ways to do this as well. All right, we'll be back next week. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5. Stay safe.